and welcome to episode 0 of the Daily Buddhism. This episode is not going to be so much of a typical lesson as it's going to be an introduction to what Daily Buddhism is all about. The Daily Buddhism is undergoing what Buddhists would call rebirth. It's been on hold for about 6 months while I spent time in Japan learning and studying. But I'm finishing up, I'll be returning in March, and so will the Daily Buddhism. So over the next month, the email list will be starting up again, and if you're not already a subscriber to the Daily Buddhism mailing list, sign up right away. It's free, it's easy to do. Go to www.dailybuddhism.com, and there's a little sign-up form in the top right-hand corner. Again, it's perfectly free, no spam. It's going to be one email per day about Buddhism. No spam. I hate spam as much as you do. Be sure to also subscribe to the podcast via iTunes or FeedBurner or directly on the Daily Buddhism website. At this point, I'm not quite sure whether the podcast is going to be a daily thing or a weekly thing, but it's going to be an integral part of the Daily Buddhism experience from now on. Subscribe to both. You'll like it. So what is the Daily Buddhism all about? Well, the main idea of the Daily Buddhism is to get a little bit of Buddhist brilliance in your mailbox every day. I think most people find that the right mindfulness part of Buddhism is one of the more difficult aspects of being a good Buddhist. You have to keep Buddhism in mind and live the right lifestyle in order to be a good Buddhist. Many people tend to forget these things as the day goes on. We work, we go to school, we raise children, and the day can get to you very quickly. It's easy to forget these things. By having a reminder show up in your mailbox every day, it might help you keep your mind where it's supposed to be during the day. Something to focus on during your lunch break, coffee break in the afternoon. Almost everything on the Daily Buddhism is designed to take 5 to 10 minutes a day. No long sermons, no long history lessons. It's going to be short and to the point. And most importantly, I think, in plain English. One of the things that annoys me about Buddhist books, Buddhist material, are the incredibly long words, names, and ideas in these books. I mean, do you really need to know the name Avalokiteshvara? Well, it's an important person. It's an important subject. But these words get in the way for most Americans, most English speakers. Everything originally from Buddhism comes from the language Pali, which tends to have really, really, really long words by English standards. Don't worry, I'll keep it easy. Few names, few complicated ideas. I'll explain it in plain English whenever possible. When it's not possible, I'll make it easy. So, we've got the email list. Sign up, you'll get something in your email every day. We've got the podcast. Don't know daily or weekly yet. We'll figure that out when the time comes. And YouTube is coming. Got to figure out exactly how I want to deal with YouTube, but there will be at least a weekly video for Daily Buddhism. Stay tuned for more details. So what will you find in the Daily Buddhism every day? Depends on the day. We do something a little bit differently each day. For example, Monday, we might talk about a Zen koan. Maybe on Tuesday, a story of the original Buddha's life. Wednesday could be some current event pertaining to the world of Buddhism, or some modern Buddhist. Thursday, a book review, or a website review, or another podcast review, some sort of media review. Friday could be an interview with someone. There are many important Buddhists out there in the world. We can talk to a few on the show. Maybe some Buddhist doctrine or theory, you know, the deep stuff behind Buddhism. Or listener and reader question and answer sessions. Internet's completely interactive. Send me an email. Send me a video clip or audio clip. Play it on the show. Make it fun. And could be anything else, depending on whatever comes up. We'll see. We'll be starting out very simply with introductory Buddhist material. You know, the life of the Buddha, Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, the very basics. If you don't know what those are yet, Don't worry about it. You will very soon. I will cover most of those foundational materials on Buddhism. You can call it beginner's Buddhism if you'd like. But once we cover the basics, we'll move on to more advanced ideas. But the goal of daily Buddhism is to keep it short, keep it simple, keep it basic. And really, that's the whole idea of Buddhism itself anyway. Keep it simple. Keep it clear. Don't get attached to too many advanced ideas. But that's where we're going to be heading in the show. If you do have any questions, feel free to email me at dailybuddhism@gmail.com. Regular text email is fine. Or if you'd like to send an audio clip in MP3 format, maybe I'll play it on the show. Should be fun. See you next time.